WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Chicago has welcomed thousands of migrants from Central and South America in recent months. Many now have kids in Chicago public schools. The district says it's providing extra money and resources to the new students. But some teachers and advocates say CPS isn't doing enough to reach the most vulnerable children. WBEZ's Nereida Moreno spent time with one Ecuadorian family on the north side. With a few strokes of luck, they landed in a bilingual school that is working for them.
Yo veo con mi ojito pequeño algo rosa.
9-year-old Juanito plays I Spy in Spanish to help pass the time on a recent Thursday. He's waiting for his mom to pick him up from the lobby at his north side school. She's running late on the bus.
Ese corazón.
Correcto.
Juanito and his mother, Ana, are still learning how to navigate the city. They came to the U.S. in December after fleeing violence in their native Ecuador. WBEZ is withholding their real names and school name due to safety concerns.
Hola, hola. Comenzamos de nuevo. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Juanito attends a dual language school where students learn to speak, write, and read fluently in English and Spanish. He's in a better spot than most kids in his situation. Some schools were unprepared to serve the recent influx of non-English speakers. On the west side, teachers have been turning to custodians to help translate. Others are having attendance issues because kids are skipping class to work or help care for family members.
I want this kid to be in a stable situation. I mean, they have so much trauma already.
That's Maria Ugarte, a local school council member at Juanito's school. She's one of several people pitching in to support the boy and his family. Juanito loves his new school, but it's far from where he's staying. The trip takes about 45 minutes on the CTA, and he's not eligible for bus service.
Cuando yo llegué a Chicago, al aeropuerto, yo no sabía qué
hacer. Ana hadn't originally planned to come here. She ran a food stand back home. But she and her son fled Ecuador in October after facing threats of violence from a local drug cartel. They took off on foot, embarking on a dangerous 6-week journey. It started in the Amazon rainforest and continued north through 7 countries.
Panama, Costa Rica, Honduras, Nicaragua, o sea, todos los países.
Once they made it to the Texas border, Ana applied for asylum. Eventually, they stopped at a local Walmart when a stranger approached her and her son. The man noticed she was in distress. Out of nowhere, he offered to buy them plane tickets. Ana was reluctant at first, but accepted his kind offer. She chose Chicago after meeting other migrants who were headed here. Ana says God helped guide her family to safety. They landed at O'Hare on a snowy Saturday night. She says it was dangerously cold, but Ana plans to stay in Chicago for good. They've been overwhelmed by the kindness of strangers, first by a pastor's wife who gave them shelter when they first arrived in the city, and then by Jen Torres, a Westridge mom whose kids attend the boys' school.
He just lights up every room with his smile, and of course he caught me, and I could never look away.
Torres met Ana and Juanito through a neighborhood welcome group called Nuevos Vecinos, or New Neighbors. Since then, she's taken the family under her wing. Torres arranged free temporary housing for them in Rogers Park. She drives Ana to immigration court and often brings Juanito along for karate lessons with her kids. She even reached out to her child's school to help get him enrolled.
A lot of Chicagoans are second generation, third generation, and they've heard from their parents and grandparents about these kinds of journeys, and they want to help. And I think we're the kind of city that will step up. It's just taking some time.
She greets Juanito at school on a recent Thursday as he waits for his mom to pick him up. The boy is speaking full sentences in English and making friends in class.
Adios, Max.
Once his mom arrives, Juanito zips up his coat and runs to meet her outside.
Hola, Ma.
After a long hug, they head toward the red line to catch a ride home. Nereida Moreno, WBEZ News.